Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Stay tuned for an epilogue about how much Susie Orman loves fishing.
Loves it.
We're here in the plaza, the private homes part of it. But you also, most of the time, you're in Florida.
Yes, and this is for sale.
Oh, you're selling your place
in
Florida.
Absolutely. No, this one's for sale.
Oh, you're going to sell this place.
Absolutely.
Hey,
it's
guys.
It's on the market for sale.
This is a gem of a place. You should think about it.
Right.
Is that because you're just not going to be spending as much time in New York?
I was only in New York to work a few months a year. Mm. Now, with my show, the Susie Orman Show that was taped at CNBC, now that that show is no longer there, there's no reason to keep an apartment in New York City. My home is Florida. I love Florida. We're now building on a private island in the Bahamas.
Ooh.
And that is where I will live. And so that's where my life has taken me now.
And so you don't believe this to be an investment for you that you would just keep?
Not on any level. I have no doubt that we could very easily lose $1 million here.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of New York being...
Just because... The plaza was high when we bought, and we put $1 million into it to renovate it. And I probably think we'll end up selling this for maybe what we bought it for, and the renovations will be a loss. I don't personally care. Now, why don't I care? Because this wasn't an investment. This is where KT and I wanted to love coming in and, you know, not want to leave it and be here. And we've been here since 2007.
And that's why you renovate, so that it's the place that you live.
That you want to be.
Yeah.
But if I had strictly done it according to how much will we get back? Oh, my. No.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you said that the place in the Bahamas you saw while you were on a fishing trip, which I just have to say for a moment, like, there's something with lesbians and fishing that I personally feel very left out of as also a lesbian. Like, I just, you know, fishing seems great. Maybe I should get into it because every other lesbian I know is into fishing.
Well, the truth is fishing came after my boating.
Oh, okay.
So I started out with little boats, and then I graduated up to a 53-foot azimut that was a stunning boat. And we would go out for 2 or 3 months at a time.
Oh, my God. That's
all
amazing.
All throughout the Bahamas and the Exumas and the Abacos. And then we ended up in this one place. And that's where it was like, oh, this is where we want to live.
Yeah.
Then we started fishing. And we fish because that's what we eat.
Oh, nice.
We do not fish just to fish. It's a private island.
You're all about the island life, then.
And so you want to eat, and you want to eat fresh. You fish. So I can show you pictures on my iPhone.
Oh, my God.
I have a whole album of just fish. But here's what I've learned. Fishing is one of the hardest things you could do in life.
Do tell.
And so when I look at a fisherman, it's no longer like, oh, there's a fisherman. I go, oh, my God, with a whole incredible amount of respect. The bait is different. The hooks are different. The line is different. The reel is different for every different situation. Wow. I have never seen anything like it. But in the Bahamas, they have something called a yo-yo. And it's this little spool with one hook on it. And the Bahamians take out, and I go out with them all the time, they go and they swing it out. They will catch 10 fish to my one on a $1,000 setup. And their whole setup was maybe $6.
Is it kind of like a fly fishing situation?
No, it's like this, just this net, a wheel, like a big yo-yo.
Oh, wow.
It's called a yo-yo. And they let the string out and they swing it over their head with a big hook and they throw it out. And before you know it, fish after fish. But they know where the fish are. They know the bait. They know the hook.
And well, so you could save yourself $1,000 if you learn how to do that.
Well, that's the point. It's that we all bought the ticket that the fishing channels have been trying to sell us. So now what I'm learning and what KT is learning is how to dive for the lobsters ourselves, how to catch fish with a yo-yo, and to really just be really an incredibly proficient fisher person.
Yeah.
It's the most amazing thing we've ever done.
Susie Orman back to lander.
I'm telling you.
I love that.
I spend from, because it's hot there, from 3 p.m. every day until 8 or 9 o'clock at night fishing. We then come back and we fillet our own fish. It's not that, we're washing our boat down. We're filleting our fish. We then go home and we cryovac it.
I love this.
Because we always catch more than we can eat. And yeah, I'll show you pictures.
Yes, I have to see it. Yeah. This is great. Yeah. I'm into it. If you ever need an extra niece along, you know, I'm there.